There's a war on every front. The biggest war is the war on families. The war that's waging in the legal systems of America. Stealing children from fathers. False accusations. Lies. Debt. A Ferris wheel of money. A grind mill of lies and manipulation. Dragging families through hell. Making it all about money, making it all about biasness and propaganda and getting votes. Today, the war wages on you, whether you like it or not. It's time to engage in the war. And here's your host, Buck Silver.
We're coming to you from worldwardad.com. That's worldwardad.com. You can reach us with your stories at dad@worldwardad.com. We're a fresh website joining the more recent grassroots movement of the fatherhood movement, the dad's rights, the men's rights, the whatever rights for men, because there's, in the recent years, something has happened to where men and women are specifically waking up to the crucifixion. I mean, the crucifixions, okay? Crucification. The crucifixions, the torture, the imprisonment, the theft, and the lies that a monstrosity of a legal system has created over recent decades, specifically since, since George Bush Sr. implemented the New World Order and rule of law rather than rule of the jungle, which then moved into a society of misunderstanding, manipulation, lies, espionage, debt, and nothing but problems for everybody. There was a major shift in society, a shift that led to movements of mass Marxist, feminist, liberal, hate groups, terrorist groups, creation, government creation of things like ISIS, Antifa, BLM, you name it. Things that are used to infiltrate society to the deep, deep down levels of corruption and confusion and chaos. Because of this, families, recently from the 90s on, but I would say probably started in the 70s, 60s, when there were movements of the feminist and hardcore communist liberal movements, destroying the traditional concepts of holidays and families and going to the park and playing ball. What it became was a elevated, on steroids competition of money, hate, laws, legalities, and it crumbled the structure of American society. As a result, we have this today. So when you want to understand what is going on, what's with the mindset of all these people and all the propaganda ministries going on with their politics and the mass corporate media that has nothing to do with what you're doing right now, sitting in your chair, watching that or blogging, because you're not out making a difference. The structure has taken over the children's minds in the school systems, And it has also corrupted every single fabric of functioning government and society. No doubt it's infiltrated every single part of government institutions, but it's infiltrated the communities now to where we're struggling just to get our kids to graduate or to raise your kids in a family environment. As a result, parents end up in divorce and custody battles. Probably, you know, the average marriage used to be 7 years. Now it's like 7 months. And there are one divorce in the United States of America every 12 seconds. There's a false accusation from a child or a spouse during a custody battle roughly every 60 seconds in the United States of America. The biasness in these courts often, until recent, we are making some change, and I'm seeing the changes in our legal system slowly but surely. A lot of the conservative judges and prosecutors and police are waking up, but you have a lot of liberals out there that are dead set on the ministry belief of the corporate media that has branded men as monsters. And this leads to men losing their families, their children, going through years of court battles and struggles during a divorce. And you could go online yourself and look. How do you win a divorce? It starts by filing restraining orders. And if you pull up Google and you just simply type in how to win a divorce, let's try it. How to win a divorce case, or with a narcissist, or with whatever. 7 ways to win the unwinnable divorce. How do you win everything in a divorce? Establishing a defense, forming an attack theory, build a compelling story, dissipating any anger, rehabilitating your client, negotiating the agreement. Okay, that's the first thing that comes up. First thing that comes up. 6 divorce tactics to win a case. Establishing a solid case. Forming the attack. How to win? Don't leave your house. 1, Quirrus.com. Don't leave your house. Trial is not the end game. Don't seek out an aggressive lawyer. Trial is not the end game, and find out how to set up your spouse to be arrested. Child custody. Trial is to take away whatever you can from your spouse and having them spend enough money to where they have nothing left. My God, this is just on the first couple of websites. 5 tips for winning a divorce. Hire a lawyer. Claim abuse. Claim your spouse is mentally unstable. Avoid all digital communication. Record your spouse after you make them angry. Be respectful to your spouse in public and have people see that you're nice to them even if you're not. Oh my goodness, people, come on. Property division. Get your spouse to leave first. Child custody. Convince the court your spouse is abusive. What the holy hell, people? This is like the first page. The first page. The first Google page. How to win and claim your spouse as a narcissist. Okay? Convince people that your spouse has a twisted mind. Unpack your toxic relationship. Save time and money in court. Obtain a favorable settlement. Heal from the aftershocks of narcissistic trauma. Express your abuse over the years to the court. Transform into a more powerful version of yourself and have people see you as more favorable. Okay, that's telling you how to be a divorce, not how to be a narcissist, not how to divorce one. My God. How to outsmart your spouse in a divorce. Play an angel. Set realistic expectations. Assemble your support team early. Stay in the marriage for a considerable amount of time after you've decided to leave and build a case as to why you're leaving. Okay, so what am I going to do? If I'm a woman or whoever, now after reading this, okay, I'm going to leave and there's $1 million at stake. What am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to try and set him up with my sister, my sister's best friend. She's going to come over. I'm going to have a camera set up and I'm going to get him flirting with her in the living room. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask him to go I'm going to have him go wash the toddler in the bathtub. And then I'm going to walk in and have a meltdown and start screaming and act like he's touching our child inappropriately. My God, what is wrong with the legal system? What is wrong with the legal system? Okay. How to win a high conflict divorce, keep yourself clean by steering clear of mudslinging, communicate with your ex only through lawyers, anticipate your ex charms. It goes on and on and on. Okay, so what if your spouse is not a narcissist, but this is a great tactic to try and divorce your spouse and turn everyone against them so you can win, right? So if I was a woman and I wanted to win, I would take the kids and say, I'm being abused. The kids are being abused. He's lying. He's a narcissist. He's stalking us. He's trying to kill us. Help us. And what does the courts do? The courts are dumb as you could ever imagine. Okay? They don't go read these things. They're still stuck in 1942. They're still getting bombed in Pearl Harbor. They don't know what's going on because all they do is spend time having dinners and doing campaigns and sitting in the courtroom listening to attorneys, and they're all best friends, right? But they don't understand what's going on in society and the changes that have happened. So getting down the first page, how to divorce a narcissist and win. Well, first of all, just call your spouse a narcissist, and then you can follow these steps to win your divorce, right? Before you divorce a narcissist, watch this. Tips for divorcing a narcissist. How can you prove your spouse is a narcissist? 10 tips to prove your spouse is a narcissist. Holy Lord. You could start by trying to convince the children, right? You could alienate the kids and convince your parents and convince your neighbors and convince the schools and the police and everybody. Suddenly, your poor husband or your wife, you're the one that's actually cheating, right? Okay, you're the one that's cheating, but you're convincing everyone else that person's a narcissist, so you find a good attorney and you destroy them. Doesn't work out? Okay, let's say your spouse fights back, your husband fights back and wins. Well, what is the next step? How to unconditionally win a divorce against your husband. Claim abuse, prove abuse, prove child molestation or sexual assault. This is page 2. Page 2. Okay? It just tells you right here. So after reading that, toxic co-parent. Prove your co-parent is toxic and needs help. So it's a war. They have created a legal system that teaches people to lie and manipulate and destroy the fabric of society. Right here on the first 2 pages of over 1 million pages on Google that you can read, that you can read, that you can read. Now, in the past, a lot of people were illiterate. A lot of people didn't understand these things. We didn't have the internet. Okay? But now we do. And now we know how to go to law school. We know how to research laws. We know how to practice, how to change our behaviors in court, in front of police, in a custody battle. And let me tell you, I have seen it happen. I have seen it happen. Now, as for me, I was raised a old school Catholic. My grandfather was born in 1919 and worked the cotton fields with 16 brothers and sisters. His parents came from Poland. And on my other side, my ancestors go all the way back to the Mayflower. And when I was raised around my grandfather, he would talk about getting up at 5 a.m, picking cotton with his 16 brothers and sisters and having blood on his fingers and hurrying up and grabbing his .22 and running to the schoolhouse and going to school and then going hunting on the way home afterwards. And that was life. And they went to church. They would ride their mule and their buggy to go to church on Sundays. Maybe it took them an hour, but they would dress up nice. They would dress up nice. All 16 of them. His sister became a nun and served in Houston. Sister Frances Joseph, she served for 80 years, had a jubilee, and worked at the Catholic school. So I digress. When we go back to looking at how people saw things and a couple of generations ago, he stayed married for 50 years. Both of my grandparents stayed married for 50 years. Okay? There were hard times, but my grandmothers never would consider, even in the remote chance, even though they could get angry and had a right to fight or be angry for certain things that grandpas would do, you know, go play golf or have a beer on you know, Saturday evening or something, or just come in with muddy shoes on. But they didn't get mad and look up laws to figure out how to kick them out of the house and take everything. And as we all know, women in general are like cats. You know, you ever heard the old saying, men are like cats, women are like cats, men are like dogs. And cats will hold a grudge. And a cat will devour you until there's nothing left. A dog kind of will always be obedient to the master and is like man's best friend, right? You kind of get over it and move on, so to speak. Well, you know, how to win divorce as a woman, tricks and tips. What's the first one here? This is like on the second page. How to win a case with a silent defense. Get recordings. Narrate a strong appeal to your story and make a story judges can believe. Make a story judges can believe. So when narrating your divorce story, figure out a way to build credible facts. Build credible facts. Okay, I'm going to tell Bobby to get mad at Daddy and when he turns off the video game, and I want him to grab the knife and say he's going to kill him. And then I know Dad's, you know, my husband, he's horrible. He's going to grab a belt and smack him upside the head for grabbing a knife and chasing his dad with a knife, right? Just so to speak, right? I mean, what most dads would do something if their kid comes at him with a knife, they're not going to just be like, oh, poor Bobby, go play your video game. I'm going to rub your hair and let me get you some ice cream. But you know what? That's what the government's wanting us to do nowadays. That's what they're wanting us to do. And it's pathetic. So now they've got this scenario set up. Dad goes in, turns off the video games. Bobby knows mom's wanting a divorce. She's been telling him now for a couple of years, and they've been recording and setting things up, right? So little Bobby explodes, chases Dad. Dad grabs his hand and twists his arm and makes him drop the knife. Mom's recording the whole thing, only the part she wants. showing Daddy grabbing Bobby and twisting his arm and making him drop the knife, right? So Mom runs to the police. My husband was trying to hurt me, and Bobby came in to defend me. And look, now my husband has bruised Bobby's wrist. So when we end up having a prosecutor, they don't give a crap if they know it's BS or not. They just want to win, and they know the attorneys are going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars down the road fighting for Bobby's dad, you know, and Bobby's dad just wants to see Bobby and his little sister, but the mom got a protective order and took off 5 states away, right? So now what happens? Well, he fights for custody. He files divorce. Well, there's a timeline. It takes six months in most states to establish residency to have domain over that divorce, right? Jurisdiction. So what happens? The dad files. The mom fails to respond to the divorce. She's gone. She thinks she's going to file a divorce in another state. Well, the dad ends up winning custody and the divorce because of default, because the mom fails to appear because she wants to drag the dad into Wisconsin or Florida or Texas or California with all of her lies. You know, she might be on witness protection, you know, claiming all this abuse and stuff. And, you know, here it is, just this one page narrating your divorce story. Narrating your divorce story. Divorce 101, how to convince a judge that you're a victim. Follow the attack theory. How have you been attacked? How have you been attacked? How was your affair with your spouse violent? How were you defending yourself from your spouse? Your spouse might be Pee Wee Herman, you know? Your spouse might be Bo Jackson. Your spouse might be Jack Nicholson or Johnny Depp. But you build a story against these guys, right? You know, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Yeah, he's a good target because he was feminine. He was loving toward children. He believed in you know, fairy tales and Peter Pan. He had a hard childhood. And he's an easy target to get a $50 million settlement by just sending your kid over his house, right? And building a narrative. And we all know he had won. And, you know, everybody's got their opinions, but we have to be serious. We have to get out of the mindset that everybody that claims to be a victim is a victim, because that's just a lie. I would be, you know, hard pressed to believe less than 85% of claims are not total BS at this point. Because just look at the amounts. Look at how many divorces there are. Okay, so diverse anger. Now, your spouse might be the most heinous, angry bee that you've ever dealt with, but in court, they're going to try and make her look like an angel. Remember, you've never been angry. Remember, the majority of judges make their decisions by checking on behavior. So go in and be smiling and sweet and act like you have never done anything ever in your whole life, even though you might have slept with 50 guys during your marriage over 20 years. You're still just the perfect little lady that is a victim, and you've been hurt, and you have an emotional flood of problems, and you need these prosecutors and all your free attorneys and your welfare and your child support and your free housing. Oh, wait, you got the house. Dad's living on the street, and he lost his job because you claim he molested the children. So no divorce case wins without negotiations, right? No, that's not true. Because you can win a divorce case by getting the kids to lie about dad to the police. You can win a court case by lying to the police and claiming abuse. You get free attorneys. You get victims' compensation. You get welfare. You get more money than wounded veterans get when they come back fighting for these corrupt corporate entities that are elected. These veterans come back and they've got nothing. But these women, or even as men, not all women do this, but some guys do this too. And they get more money in welfare and housing and government aid than a wounded vet does. Okay? It's pathetic. Isn't it up in the trillions of dollars in the last 3 decades? Is how much it's cost men fighting for their children. So when it comes down to 10 things you should know, this is what they will tell you. Don't make important decisions without talking to your attorney and figuring out how you're going to win. Oh my God. Get psychological studies for your children to show damaging processes in court from your spouse. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. Yet men lose their children every single day. Every day. And most of the time, you know, let me be very clear. There's a lot of good women and moms and good dads and men, and it can flip-flop. But the majority of the time, just like women say, the majority of the abuse comes from men. That's their thing, you know. There's a woman killed by a man every, you know, 20 seconds. Well, there's a baby murdered in America every 9 seconds. And it's not men doing it. But the point is, what we have to understand is all you have to do is go look womensinfidelity.com, how to end a marriage. Prior to cheating on your husband, you always proclaimed yourself not to be the type who would ever cheat. However, like most women, after they've cheated, you're shocked and disturbed by your behavior, but at the same time, you enjoy it. You can't stop cheating. You like the idea. Now you've got to win. You've got to separate. You're in an identity crisis. So you've got to build a story. You've got to be a victim. You've got to prove to the legal system how much you deserve the home and the children, even though your husband may have never cheated. So women may start having all these affairs. They have choose to stay in the marriage through these years. All this time, right? So what ends up happening? Well, 40 secrets of divorce only attorneys know. Well, they know right here, click. Don't let your emotions get involved. Ask your lawyer to write your ex. Everything is divisible and fair game. It's you that has to create the narrative. Making a big purchase before filing divorce. Go buy something big. Spend all that money. Drag your spouse into debt. Keep track of your spouse's money and show where it's going. Have you ever seen Gone Girl with Ben Affleck? Go watch it. Okay, listen, this is it. This is the legal system teaching you how to destroy each other in American court. And the judges get up there and allow it. They allow it. Go to the Fatherhood Movement. Go to my website, www.worldwardad.com. Click on the link to the Father's Rights, the Fatherhood Movements. Look at some of the stories. And listen to what people are saying today, every day, about what they're going through. They're posting their stories. They're posting their stories. And you know what's really sad? Is that these spouses are going online and taking their stories and the hell that their spouses are going through because they're trying to reach out and get some help. And they're giving it to prosecutors, and prosecutors are picking out the words. Oh, but you said that you're having PTSD because you haven't seen your kids in 3 years, and and she's with three other guys and you're paying child support, but you still have custody, I don't think you're mentally ready to be in public. I think you sound like a predator to me. You're sad because you haven't seen your children in 3 years. I drove by the school to make sure my son was attending school like the judge ordered, and I haven't seen him in over a year. And now they're trying to charge me with harassment. And then they're posting this, and then the prosecutor goes, see, you did drive by the school. You are a predator. You are chasing them. You're stalking them, aren't you? My God, people. This is really what's going on. Yeah. You know, like false accusations. I hadn't even gotten to that yet today. But we're not talking about if you file for single and make more than $380,000 a year, you don't get an exemption in your taxes. So if your ex takes your kid, you lose those exemptions. You know, you're by yourself, but yet you're going to be paying well over $4,000 a year in child support, probably several thousand a month, you know? So, you know, there's no devising anything. You know, rule number 25, have a paper trail. Build things to prove in court. And you know what ends up happening in court when you try to come in and show somebody how they're using these tactics? The judge won't allow it. A lot of the times they'll be like, no, I'm not going to allow that you are able to come and find out that they were Googling and searching and researching 5 years before the divorce. That's not allowed. But they will allow a recording of a staged event, like a false flag. You've heard of those? Yeah, the Gulf of Tonkin. So when you have a false flag in your family, you're going to have people take sides. You're going to have alienation. Kids are very easily brainwashed. You know, I've studied psychology and sociology. And one of the things that you can learn is you could walk up to a kid and say something horrible. Or say something great. You could walk up to a kid and go, yeah, everybody should be dead, right? And the kid would go, yeah. Or you could walk up and say, hey, it's a beautiful day. It could be raining. It's a beautiful day outside, isn't it? Yeah. Dad is abusive, isn't he? Yeah. Dad is wonderful. Yeah. So, kids are very impressionable, and the legal system takes advantage of it. Police take advantage of it. And there's always these officers and prosecutors that think they're defending the public because that's all they've done their whole life is sat in school and been brainwashed by the system. And a lot of them haven't even had families. Some of them are gay. Some of them are lesbian, and they think anybody that claims abuse is telling the truth. Well, hey, I'm abused. You know what? The DA came out and hit me in the knee with a lead pipe the other day. You know? I could show you the video. The DA walked right past me, but I didn't get the lead pipe hitting my knee on video, but I got the doctor's report. For real people. Come on. It's that easy. You know? John came out and hit me with a 2x4 and I woke up in my yard and I asked him why he hit me, and he said it was because my dog ate his chicken, and I'm suing him for $1 million for personal injury. And guess what? There goes John straight to jail. And then you got a lawsuit coming. You know? I mean, it's a lie. It depends how people study these things. And we haven't even gotten to the part to where kids want to be with mom or dad. Hopefully that is that makes sense to you, and I want you guys to have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining me, and next time I'll give out the number and get some callers in. Take care and God bless.